tonight you're tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is Purple Aces, where G8 and his battle aces face off against a ghastly purple foe who uses menacing tactics against brave American fighters. That story is happening, but so is this one.
We have done it. We have infiltrated the secret lair of the Purple Aces. We have used my powers of disguise.
G8, what are we doing in here? Come on.
Wait. Bull, I cannot hear you. Yeah, please speak up.
Keep your voice down, G8. We've infiltrated the purple. You put the grapes all over my face and I swish them all over your face. And we've infiltrated the fortress of the Purple Aces. There's some up there! Grappling hook him!
There he is!
Yes!
I have shot him!
Okay, let's scavenge his uniform. And here, you take his jacket. I'll put his pants.
Perfect, let me just put this on and...
Yes. Yeah.
It's a little tight.
You just sort of obliterated it into a million sort of pieces. That's okay, though, G8. Looking snazzy with that purple I smushed all over you. Okay, we're in, and they won't be any the wiser. Look, we've got the pants, and you've got the jacket, and we've got the purple faces, and... Oh, there comes one. Act natural, G8.
Hello, Commander. It is us. The guys who work for you.
Oh, yes, hello. Your name tag seems to have shredded off to the Lord.
Yes, I am going to reach out and shake your hand with my human hand.
Oh, as customary for the Purple Aces, yes, here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, strong grip. Oh,
yes, that's
customary, yes.
Yeah, I am a very strong boy.
And I match your power. Yes.
Ow.
Zootalor.
Yes. Oh. Zoots. What'd you say?
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Yes. Next guy. Shake your head. This way. My bones are broken. So. As you were, gentlemen. Thank you, Zootalor.
Yes. So.
Yeah. He didn't think anything of us, right?
I don't think so. I think that we have continue to sneak into this base perfectly well under our powers of disguise.
I think so too.
He's turning around. He's turning around and coming back this way.
Zootalor, sir.
Yes, Zoots Malor.
Okay, yeah, Zootalor indeed. I'm noticing now maybe one of you is missing jacket and other missing pants, and you just have one pair of uniform betwixt you two. Is that accurate?
Well, you see, the thing about... I
and
kill
I smell
him.
Grapes!
I chop off his hair. Yeah. I use my pincer hand.
Wow, G8, you really got him. You fucking just destroyed him. Oh,
I know.
My God.
It's crazy that I used my human pincer hand to kill him.
Oh, remember the squares downstairs? They gave you a pincer hand? They gave us all pincer hand. Yours is very effective, though. Wow. Smash.
Yes. It's just another perk of being a human.
Yes, a modified cybernetic human, yes. As we all are, you maybe more than most. I've seen your inner guts when you eat the food and it masticates it with like a...
Bull, you must keep that a secret. Remember, I am a human.
Yes.
My little flashlight eye turns on and off to indicate I am winking at you.
It makes a blinker noise as well, like a Jeep. Understood. G8, of course. All right, well, bonus, here's some pants from this man you just eviscerated, and I will take his jacket. And now look, I'm the commander!
And I have the commander's pants. Perfect.
Take his hat, yes. All right, let's go upstairs and
steal some planes and stuff, right? Like we're just sort of espionage?
First off, I think we should go upstairs and signal my battle aces to come in and kill everybody. And then we will find the commander of the purple faces aces and we will kill him.
Right, because it wasn't that guy, right? That was just like a lower...
Yeah,
I have his name tag on now. It's just like lower commander Fritz, right?
Yeah, yeah. Commander number two. Oh, hey, we got the second guy. That's great.
Star number two. That's really close to number one. That's really close. I like that a lot. That's progress for day one of the expedition to the, espionage. Okay, let's go upstairs. And so now we have to locate a radio, right? And you'll say, okay, I do want to rephrase your plan a little bit. You just said, hey, G8 Battle Aces, come in and kill everybody in here. And we're in here. So dressed like the guys that they would kill, right?
Oh, crap. You're right.
I would prefer if we figure out a plan where we don't get involved in the being murdered by our own sort of teammates, right?
Bling, bling.
Hey, guy, Bull.
Can you put it on speaker?
Bull,
He's on my speaker. Should I put it on speaker? Do you need to speak with G8 as well? Or just me?
Don't worry, Bull. I can hear it through my ears. Don't worry about that either.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's okay, yeah. What's up, quick Poindexter?
I was sitting here thinking about your plan, and I realized that if the G8 Battle Aces come in and kill everybody, they will probably kill you guys too.
I just said that.
Wow.
Where wavelength? Yeah.
That kind of, so that doesn't seem like a pretty good plan,
exactly, no.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll sit here and try and figure out a new plan. You would think that I would just call you with the actual new plan.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were like, oh, we got a new plan for you, gents. We're going to do something else. Go do whatever, right? But you're calling me and telling me that you need a new plan, and you're asking me or G8 for a new plan? Is that what's happening?
Do you guys have anything?
G8, do you have anything?
So here's what I'm thinking, Bull. I am thinking that we will go to the radio room.
We'll go to the radio room.
We'll radio the G8s.
Radio the G8s.
They'll come in, and then we'll take off our disguises, because at that point, there will be so much going on that they won't notice a giant human man with metal pincer hands and a smaller human man with pincer hands just murdering people.
Did you get all that?
He was on speakerphone, so I heard heard all that.
Good.
It was his speaker.
He started really going into it on the plan, and I just said, I hope you listen. I hope you can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was projecting pretty well through his speaker.
Do you think that'll work?
Look, at this point, I just make the tools and give you guys cool robot upgrades based off of G8's technology. I mean, his human...
Physiology, yes.
Yeah, that one. He's not a robot.
I'm winking over the radio, yes.
So,
Okay, I do like this plan, too, because as soon as we take off the disguises and the G8s are coming in, we're going to have a really cool, tense moment where suddenly all the purple aces recognize us and we're like, it's too late. We've got the G8s coming in, right? Isn't that going to be fun?
And there'll probably be some, like, cool battle music playing and some, like, slow motion shooting.
100%. We're going to be like, we already stocked up on grenades. And then, you know, G8's going to do some fun, like, battle maneuvers. Let's do that one. G8, I'm hanging up on this guy. G8, let's fucking do that. That's a great idea. Did we need to tell him if we're going to radio the G8s, the aces later?
I'm hoping that he'll, like, tell our boss, because then it's just, like, cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, I hung up on that guy. Was that you, G8? You sounded like the guy on the phone, and you made your voice sound like it was on a phone.
We are pretty close, but as you know, we are not the same person.
Okay, well, let's do it. I love your plan. No other details. I don't need any more. Let's do it.
Perfect. We will sneak out to the outside of the radio room, and we are standing out here waiting to open the door and kill everyone inside.
Zootalore, did you hear something from outside the door?
It sounded like, are we being part of like a sort of trap? What's going on? Zootalore?
It almost sounds like someone is outside the door, and they are going to kill us.
Oh, no.
Yes. Any time now, Bull, you can open the door, and I will run in there and shoot them with my hands.
Do you know, is the door opening mechanism on their side or on our side? Oh, Zutalor, I believe we have a button, and they also have a button. So if they hit the button, just hit the button again, and it'll close it, and then...
Zutalor, I am just too curious about it. I must open the door and see who is out there.
No, no, don't hit the... Boop! Oh, Zutalor! And then the plane's coming in. Carpet bombing. And then they go upstairs more to the Purple Aces commander. Is that where they're going?
First, Bull, I don't know if we will make it on this mission. This is looking pretty hairy.
Oh, G8. They shot me in my arm.
Oh, no. Oh, Bull, they got you pretty... Oh, and they have gotten me pretty good, too.
Oh, you're leaking a black... Slick well, substance.
I must call my wife because I don't know if I will ever see her again.
Okay.
This might be it for me.
Here, I'll dial the number. Do you remember what appliance she was?
Yes, she was a fax. I mean, a human woman.
Got it. Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Paper jam in tray B.
Oh god, she's getting her paper jammed. Bull, she's getting her paper jammed, and I'm not there. Oh no, this
paper
is the worst way to find
in
out.
Tray A. Paper jam in tray B.
And in tray B. Oh god. Oh god, Bull.
Oh god,
this
G8,
is the worst
G8,
way.
Put down the phone. This is not the person you want to call on your deathbed, possibly.
I have lost all will to live.
Oh my god.
Bull.
You should be ashamed of yourself, woman. This man's dying for our country. Oh god. My ear. Oh, it's so shrill. Is she always like this? Oh my god. It's horrible. G8, what are you doing? This is the worst phone call I've ever... I'm putting it back on my ear. Oh, no, God. Oh. Click.
I just called to hear her sweet little voice and hear some words of encouragement, and I did not realize I would hear her getting her paper jammed.
I can't believe she would do that. She knew your mission was today. G8, that's insane. Both. Jammed!
Oh,
A and
God.
B!
We can't top that. I can't.
I'm done. That's it.
That's it.
The end of the episode.
That's it.
It's a short episode today.
What
everybody.
Will happen to G8 and his battle aces? A literal cliffhanger. They both didn't die, though. So
no, they are
that
still
bodes
both alive.
Well for both of them.
Yeah.
Phone call got me.
That was hard to get through.
Oh my god. I'm glad you remembered she was a fax machine, because...
Oh, dude, how could I forget? It's the love of his life.
The love of his life. Just a simple fax machine getting her paper jammed all night long. Oh, baby!
Both trays!
Both trays. Oh, hate it when that happens. But,
yeah. You
know what I don't hate? When something happens.
This podcast?
Yeah, this podcast! When we release an episode. I love it. I just go... I love when this podcast puts out an episode.
But I have to say, I hate when I get through an entire recording and realize I left my fan going, and so in the background, everybody's
it's
just going
to
hear the audio of...
It's going to be... Ambiance.
Atmospheric.
You got all the fans in the hangar and the airplanes... And I'm just going to throw in some battle sounds, like, the whole time. So it's very ambiance. Like, you were nailing hangar room tone. You got it. I don't even have to add it.
Perfect.
Amazing. But that's going to do it for this episode of Look Monoscript. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, boy, I hope they make it out. Really, really hoping. But if you liked this episode, we'd love to know if you did. And by doing so, you would write a review on your favorite podcatcher of choice or YouTube comments and say something like,
"Wow, this episode gets my nippies so hard."
This episode gets my nippies so hard, I hope I can call my fax machine wife and tell her about it later. And that will be one of the best 5-star reviews we'll see on the pod, and we hope we see that very soon. So write that up for us, please, word for word. And that'll do it for this week. Please join us next week for more Pulp Adventures. Bye! Bye.